I very much want to go back to school next month, but I also very much do not want to go back to school. My name is Angie Miller. I am a teacher and librarian.
My name is Sarah Glass, and I teach art.
It's Lisa Britt Solsky-Stevens.
I am a mom of three.
Honestly, I just feel like all of the options stink.
My ideal scenario changes as the news changes.
We've all now probably seen the memes that are going around saying, you know, if grown-ups are talking about reopening school over Zoom, you really need to examine your assumptions.
I think the more I see daily change, the less confident I become.
If, you know, it's not safe enough for you and your colleagues to be together in a room, but you do think it's okay to send thousands of other people's children into old, rundown, overcrowded buildings.
My name's Elizabeth Dahlhoff-Brown. I am the mom of two kids. I really want to send my kids back to school this year.
Everybody keeps talking about school like it's 7 months away, but it's like less than 7 weeks away.
If full-time school is impossible, my next best choice would be something that's hybrid.
A hybrid scenario is probably the smartest way to go, just because it gives us that contact time with kids, especially kids we haven't had before.
All of these proposals that are swirling around where you have a third of your students one day and a third of your students another day and a third of your students at home doing remote learning, at what point does the complexity of trying to pull this off interfere with our ultimate goal of educating students?
I'm Tim Heyman, and I teach high school English. I desperately want to go back to school in September because that's the community where I belong. But at this hour, that might be a little bit selfish of me.
My name is Rosemary Marinais. I've been a teacher in New Hampshire for 26 years. The plan put out by the Department of Education, it just isn't a plan.
What will happen if a student or teacher or someone else in the school gets sick? How are they going to handle that?
What part of the school shuts down if one kid gets sick? Or a teacher is sick.
Are the schools going to be providing and replenishing soap and hand sanitizer with the frequency with which they should? Or is it going to be my responsibility to supply those things?
We need specific plans, and the plans need to be the same for the entire state.
We're looking at school as something to hold us all together and keep us on a sort of normal path. And that's putting a lot of pressure on teachers to kind of hold it together.
We're struggling with the paradox of bringing social creatures together while trying to keep them apart.
You know, this is a profession where we sacrifice so much, and now I feel like I'm going to have to sacrifice my family in order to do my job.
I'm aware that we have lots of teachers who are in a vulnerable age group. We have students who are in vulnerable positions as well.
Teachers are afraid that they will be the causal link to suffering.
And I'm just really worried that they'll start school off and then within a few weeks, school might move to remote.
Our numbers in New Hampshire have really been good, with low infection, low death rate, better than a lot of the country. And I really don't want to blow it and get this wrong and have to close school again.